This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big bad DJV program. I don't mean bad, it's just bad. We're bad. Terry Keelan's bad. Doug Steffen is bad. Jennifer Horn is bad, but she's not here to be bad, so she's, I suppose, good. Where do you suppose that came from, that expression? Like badass. What is what?
Bad to the bone?
Yeah.
Right? The song?
Gnarly to the bone. Yeah. So what? Why does something that doesn't mean that become something that does mean that? Like bad
know.
Is supposed to be bad, not good. But today, if you call somebody bad, they're good. Or that's a good reference to them. Seems rather strange.
That's how our English language is constantly evolving.
Yes, it is. Thank you for that philosophical approach.
Yep. Okay, yep. Well, there you know, when you start with weird stuff, it's just, I got nowhere to go, so.
Gotta get everybody's attention. Today, Hiroshima, we were talking about the Beirut bombing and how the bomb that went up there looked like a nuclear bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I wonder if it was in celebration of the anniversary of the bomb going off in Hiroshima, ending World War II. So, what do they do for celebrate? I mean, is it something you celebrate or you acknowledge?
I don't think so.
What do you do?
Well, I think it's kind of a day of remembrance. There are a lot of, you'll probably see a lot of historical shows on TV with, what happened in the closing days of World War II. This 9,700-pound uranium bomb that was nicknamed Little Boy over Hiroshima, Japan. 70,000 people were instantly killed. By 1950, the death toll had reached 200,000. As survivors eventually just succumbed to radiation sickness, cancer, injuries that they, could no longer sustain. And 3 days after Hiroshima was bombed, a second atomic bomb was unleashed over Nagasaki. That instantly killed 40,000 people, and 140,000 were dead within 5 years from the aftermath of it. So it's certainly... a day that I believe the who actually engineered, I think I saw this once on the History Channel, the engineers who created the bomb said it was the worst thing they ever did with their lives, and it was, and it led to, commit suicide? I feel like someone did, and it was a horrible,
Edwards was the creator of it, scientist. Yeah, I mean, it was horrible.
Yeah.
But yet... The debate that will continue through today, I'm sure, and probably never go away, was whether it was the right thing to do. Harry Truman had to decide. Harry Truman was a thoughtful, provocative man who, in my estimation, as bad as it was, did the right thing because it ended. It just ended. It stopped. Who knows how many more people would have been killed on both sides had the thing not been dropped. But the fact that we introduced it into the world... And now it's a threat that gets tossed around from some of these oligarchs in the Middle East to despots here and there. We've got the whole business of Iraq and having weapons of mass destruction, which was a big fraud. It was all fear of somebody unleashing a nuclear bomb somewhere in the world. And that still is sort of a fear that we have. How many movies and television shows have been built around the theme of having a bomb, and somebody's got a dirty bomb in Los Angeles or wherever it may be. And so it's a black day in the history of mankind, no question about it. But then the whole business of what the emperor was trying to accomplish by he and Hitler taking over the world, pretty much the same as the Chinese want to do now. But we don't have Hiroshima kind of bombs. We've got people that are going into the technology and sort of bombing that. And our health and well-being with the COVID, bombing that. And how many other things do you want to come up with that are, in a manner of speaking, just as dangerous? It's a very difficult, it's a tough line. And I go back to what I was talking about in the last half hour. What is there about this existence that that almost requires that we have dysfunction. I'm being very philosophical, but it troubles me greatly every day, because this is what we do. In part, we talk about a lot of the good things, and we talk about things that aren't so good. And I guess to turn it around a little bit, the statement that Anthony Fauci made yesterday, I don't think we're going to have to go into another shutdown, I thought was very interesting. He was on with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and they were talking about, you know, where are we right now, and where are we going, and when will this be over? You know, a lot of people are trying to predict when it will be over. I've said I think it'll be over the end of the year, first of next year, for any number of reasons. But, you know, in terms of what, because Fauci is still the expert. He's still the one that the news media goes to and people pay attention to, regardless of whether you think he's compromised or he isn't. I don't know that much about Dr. Birx, though. What's her gig? Where did she come from? She seemed to come out of nowhere.
Honestly, I don't know much about her either. But, you know, for the first time 2 days ago, Trump turned on her. So I don't know.
What did she say?
She was doing an interview, I think, on MSNBC, and there was something about wearing masks or it was something that he didn't like, and so he said that he called her pathetic for backing down or something like it was, you know, whatever. It's typical
Trump. Usual stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't.
But I don't know her background. Yeah. I know. I don't know if she is from the National Institute of Health with Fauci. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Jennifer isn't here because she took a relapse in the COVID thing. If she were here, I would like to bear down on these people that were involved in that fight at the hotel in the lobby in Anaheim. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
100 people. How do you get into this? This is another one of those things where people, the weapons they had, that were handmade, stuff from the commissary, big brawl. A couple of people were stabbed. This was in a parking lot outside the lobby of the Cambria Hotel. The people that were there were armed with makeshift weapons. Nobody seems to know what the fight was about, And so there were 50 police cars that were there. The sheriff came from Orange County. The local police were there. This is a new hotel. Has kind of a little water park. You know, everything in Anaheim is related to Disneyland, which is there. So there are all these other, you know, you go down there as a destination place. And they go there. So nobody quite knows what prompted this. That's what they're investigating. Somebody pushed, apparently what happened, from what I can piece together, is there was something going on at the pool, and some adult pushed a kid into the pool, and another adult took exception to it, and so the two adults started fighting, and then women started fighting, and then the kids were fighting, and so this whole big mess. A youngster was arrested, some adults were arrested, accused of fighting in public, resisting arrest, lots of misdemeanors. How do you get into a fight over something like that? How are you so clueless?
I think everybody, a friend of mine yesterday emailed me and has, you know, we were just checking in on each other, and she said she feels like everybody is in a tube of toothpaste and we're just getting squeezed. To that narrow opening where she feels like, and she's very spiritual and philosophical, and she said, you know, I just feel like there's going to be some, there will be long-term ramifications, mental and emotional ramifications from what we've been going through with this pandemic, what we've had to deal with the social unrest in this country. This is, this has been a really, really difficult year so far.
And well, it's not over.
Halfway through it.
I think you're going to see a lot of, pushing and shoving when it comes to the election.
Plus, it's an election year. It's just, it's like, how much more can we jam into 1 year?
Was it yesterday Trump suggested that Biden take a test?
Trump
said,
a test.
Why the hell
would Trump take a test? You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I thought it was pretty
Trump
funny,
wants actually. Everybody to take this 10-minute cognitive test that is only, it's basically like identify the square and you know, point out the lamb. And it's a basic test. He claims that he aced it. Okay, well, he should ace it because it only detects mild cognitive, impairment. It's not even like a comprehensive test. But so if he wants everybody else to take a test because he's so smart, then how come he doesn't know how to say Yosemite? That's my question.
How does he say
Yosemite? He called it Yosemite. He rhymed it with Vegemite. Who, how are you the president of the United States and you don't know how to say Yosemite? Really?
I'm thinking back when George Bush couldn't pronounce nuclear. Remember how the people had fun with that?
Well,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? I hate to say this, but there's an entire generation of people that grew up saying nuclear because of him.
So what about me and not being able to pronounce hydrochloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too. See? Yeah.
That's nothing. That's nothing. You would not say Yosemite. I mean, seriously? How is he?
I would never do that because of Yosemite Sam.
Well,
remember Yosemite Sam?
Of course, but on any basic level, every American knows it's Yosemite, except for the president of the United States who thinks it's Yosemite.
Only because you don't like him that it becomes a stone
really?
In your side.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think that that's embarrassing?
I laugh
embarrassing?
That stuff off. No, well, there are a lot of things that are embarrassing. All of our country should be embarrassed by what's going on, not just with Trump, but the political ramifications of the way we do things or we don't do things.
But, you know, but a friend of mine actually texted yesterday, and we were talking about the Yosemite thing, and she said, you know what? She goes, can you imagine if Obama said Yosemite, that he would be called
the
most unpatriotic?
That's the, I know, but that's it. It's
inexcusable.
Obama versus Trump. And where do we go? We know it's so predictable.
But she's
not
wrong.
That people say, no, I'm not saying she is wrong. I'm just saying, what difference does it make?
There's a double standard.
I mean, in the light of eternity, well, I think there's a double standard on all sides, no matter what, how you slice it. It just depends on who you like and who you don't like, frankly. The, where are we? It's 18 past the hour. I've got to do a couple things here. I was going to do. Let's make sure we talk about Taiwan and Chantix in the next half hour, okay?
Victoria. Chantix, the drug smoking?
Yes.
Or the non-smoking drug?
Yeah. There's new info.
Makes you go crazy.
On that. Well, it ain't what it's advertised to be, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. Here's something that is exactly what it's advertised to be, and that is Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula that people are taking in this country, and in fact all over the world, because of your body's the adaptation of the ingredients that are so good for you, that are so healthy. Remember, there's no stimulants, there's no drug at all. This is all collagen protein and three or four other things that, when put together, do all kinds of wonderful things for your body. You know what I discovered this week, Victoria? I don't know if you heard me talking about it or not. As we get older, our skin wrinkles. If you spend a lot of time in the sun like I do in the... Well, I spend a lot of time in the sun year-round, but in the farm, I get a tan. And I've noticed this year that I have some wrinkles that I didn't see before, like on my arms and back of my neck and stuff under my chin. So I did a little research into what else Calitrin can do, and I found out that the collagen in it is very good for your skin. So if you don't want to have wrinkly skin as you get older, this is one of the side benefits. And so all kinds of things, because the ingredients, again, are all natural. Healthiest weight loss program in the world. So it's time for you and your family to get yourself healthy. What did you say earlier? 19% of the... You had some stat earlier.
Only 12% of Americans meet the criteria of having healthy weight and healthy blood pressure and glucose levels. 12% of America.
So here's your call to action to fix that problem, folks. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Don't have to pay for shipping. You get the Summer Sizzler BOGO deal. Buy three, get three. You'll pay for three and you get six, in essence. It's a six-month program if you want to lose the weight and keep it off. That's the magic of this. Well, there's a lot of magic to it. So help yourself lose weight the safe way. Help your skin look better. All that good stuff. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Use the code DJV for the...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What do we have here? Victoria! It's Thursday. And you know what that means at this point in this hour, music portion of this hour on Thursdays is dedicated to songs from way back when. Throwback Thursday. This week we got top five songs from this week in 1976. Starting with the Gotta Get You Into My Life, Paul, and the... wait a minute. Are you sure this is... 1976?
Yep.
Right. Yeah, this was a revival. The Beatles weren't together in 1976, so that's why I'm wondering
right,
about
but
that.
They had sold all of their tracks. So yeah. This was Capitol Records releasing this.
Right, okay.
So they had no control over it because
right, exactly.
There you go.
Capitol was their first, the Capitol owned their catalog. Time around when they were early in. So this is a song that I actually did in 1964. That's what I was asking. Number five this week, Beatles, Gotta Get You Into My Life. Number four, Long to the Beach Boys. They never really went away, even today. Beach Boys haven't gone away. They modify some of the sound and update it a little bit, but still unmistakable. Number four this week in 1976 belonged to the Beach Boys. It's rock and roll music.
I have no kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go
rock and roll and a symphony in the same sentence. That's
I don't know that this suits them that well. I've never heard this version. Yeah, I really like the Beatles version so much better.
Yeah.
I just don't know that this really suits their style.
Well,
it feels like Muzak in an elevator.
It was a stretch. I would admit that to you.
Yeah.
Yes. Number three this week in 1976 belonged to the Bee Gees, probably the most popular group in the 70s because of their disco feel. And this is certainly a disco tune. You Should Be Dancing.
This is great.
Yeah, this is really is great. Yeah. It's so typical of what they did, what they could do. Isn't it interesting how a group comes along just right for the time? And that's what this is. They, in many ways, defined much of at least white dance music, for sure. Number two this week in 1976, this is Paul and his group, new group Wings. I kind of always liked this song. It was so different, but yet you could tell it was Paul. Let him in. Crank it up, shall we?
Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell.
This is so anti-disco.
This is more in like what I would consider 70s album rock.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, getting in like the yacht rock kind of sound.
Yacht rock.
Which was late 70s.
Yacht rock. Yep. Got it started. All right, number one during this week belonged to Elton John and Kiki D. This was 4 weeks in the number one position. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. This is about as good a combination as Elton ever was able to make with another singer, I think. This was so perfect.
Now, who is she? I don't know who she is.
She's a studio singer. She kind of went off on her own afterwards. She had some success on her own. This is how she hit it, being with Elton. She was a backup singer for him, as I recall. I hear it, but I remember the story.
Woo-hoo!
How about it? Woo-hoo! Am I making it enough?
Woo-hoo! Close enough.
Yeah, this is just, there's nothing better when you want to feel good, you listen to stuff like this. Pretty much all the songs that week in 1976 were feel-good songs. Let them in, you should go. Should be dancing, rock and roll music, I'd get into my life. There it is. Top five songs this week in 1976 on the DJV show.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just two for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last. Limits vary online.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be in many places a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
A legendary newspaper columnist and writer has passed away. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pete Hamill worked for three New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, but he had a national reputation. He served as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He worked those New York City papers during the golden age of the city papers there, as that was the 70s and 80s, where everyone on the subway had one in their hands. Hamill told CBS News in an interview 2 years ago,
"You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city, and the older people to understand the new arrivals."
Pete Hamill was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State Department Inspector General Stephen Awkward is resigning after just 3 months on the job. The department's Inspector General's office said in an announcement that Awkward will be replaced on Friday on an interim basis by Deputy Diana Shaw. Awkward accepted the job in May when Steve Linick was abruptly fired by President Trump. Trump fired Linick in May on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's advice. Linick at the time was leading two investigations into questions about Pompeo's conduct, including one that involved a controversial $8 billion weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. House Democrats heard testimony from multiple department officials about Linick's firing and the arms sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Will you pay attention to what we're doing here for the next half hour so you'll walk away, move away from the program knowing more than you do right this very moment? Let's hope that's the case for you. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, excuse me, and Doug Steffen and you. I promised we'd talk about what's going on in Taiwan. There's some warnings on Shantix. I'm being reflective here a little bit, Victoria. Excuse me, because of what I've been saying and thinking more about why we have. I've always been somebody who's asked why, annoyingly for some people, because I wanted answers to questions. That's my Scorpio nature. I want to know why it is that we have these problems, these challenges in life. And I guess I think about the fact that they're here, they're not accidental, they're not coincidental. They arrive when we are ready for them. Whether we seem ready or not, we are ready for the challenge. We're ready to challenge the challenge. You know what I mean? I was just giving a donation to a guy who's running in a race down in the Cape for a good cause, and I was thinking about why people get sick. Why are they ill? Why isn't everybody healthy? Why isn't everybody smart? Why isn't everybody good? You know, those are good kind of basic philosophical questions. If we had all of that, we probably wouldn't have a radio program. I think about that. I'd be out of business. But, you know, thinking about it. So I bring myself around to thinking about what's going on with drugs and how it is that people get addicted to things. Two people every day die from drug overdoses in Oregon. One out of every 11 Oregonians are addicted to something. I thought that was interesting. The first state in the nation, the reason I'm bringing it up, it's the first state to decriminalize drug possession. It'll be on the ballot in November, ending the criminalization of drug possession, small amounts of drugs.
I get that, because if people are addicts, throwing them in jail doesn't help their addiction.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty common sense. You know, like
we use
said,
a lot of tax
amounts,
money
yeah.
to chase these people around.
Right.
And so you go into the legal marijuana business, say, and use that money, the tax money that comes from it, to fund drug treatments. And, you know, there are people who say that marijuana leads to Dr. Ken Cronin is one of them. Any use of marijuana will lead to addiction. I don't know whether that's true or not because I'm not an expert. You know, some people are throwing mud at me because I'm going to grow cannabis on my farm.
Wait, who said that marijuana use is
Ken.
Is what?
Ken says that it opens the gate.
Well, I'd like to have a conversation with Ken about that because that's the most antiquated thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
it's not a gateway drug. It's been proven over and over and over.
I don't even know that I consider
it. He's anti-marijuana. It's like bizarre.
He's very anti-marijuana.
Yeah.
But what is there about, am I being naive or am I just being, is it convenient because I'm going to grow it that I kind of am turning a blind, some people say I'm turning a blind ear or deaf ear and a blind eye to the problems of marijuana.
What's the problem, though? What are the problems of marijuana? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it supposedly slows down your thinking. What I find interesting and important with regard to it, if I look more deeply into it, and I suppose maybe this sounds like an excuse, but because there are so many of the ingredients, the THC and ingredients or the chemical makeup of it that's now being broken down by research at several well-known universities for two purposes. One of them because doctors have discovered what they think is a way to eliminate pancreatic cancer by using one of the peptides or something in the chain of the THC, and that's what they're researching. Mm-hmm. And then there's another group of doctors. One of them is at Harvard, the other Brigham and Women's, or some one of the Boston hospitals, looking into Alzheimer's. Apparently there's another peptide in the chemical chain of THC that will either it stops Alzheimer's in its tracks or could be used, at least from the initial information, so you don't get Alzheimer's. So, you know, those two things, in my mind, far outweigh whatever the controversy may be about using marijuana for, you know, recreational purposes. Is it good? It wouldn't be something I'd do. So am I a hypocrite because I'm growing it and selling it, and I wouldn't use it? You can think about you can think what you want. I'm just so opposed to smoking anything, and that brings me around to the effects of Chantix. Is that how you pronounce it? Chantix, I think, right? The ads all
Chantix,
over television
yeah.
with a turkey. Isn't that
yeah.
the turkey the spokesperson for?
Yeah, don't quit
Chantix?
Cold turkey. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So this drug apparently creates in the minds of the people who take it, at least research suggesting that it could bring you to suicidal thoughts, aggressive behavior, erratic behavior. The drug is made by Pfizer, and they have been called into question. They've been called in to investigate the reports of these side effects, and apparently there's nothing conclusive yet. But the drug manufacturer said, well, what's more harmful, this, you know, once in a while or some, you know, minimally provocative, okay, you're going to commit suicide versus all the people that need to be helped getting off of nicotine. There are a lot of different options. Aren't there around now, though, for that?
I have a friend who tried to quit smoking, and he used Chantix. And he said that he felt like he was losing his mind. He said it was the worst experience of his life. And then recently, another guy friend of ours dated a woman who was taking Chantix, but he didn't know that she was on it, and she literally went psychotic on him. And so, and then she, I think she sued Chantix. I think there have been a few class action lawsuits that have been settled out of court, because they don't want, obviously, they don't really want the bad publicity.
No.
So people have sued Chantix because they've been certifiable. I mean, people have gone, it affects your brain chemistry. There are warnings on it. It says it alters your state of
mind.
So
how does it get through the FDA process then?
You would wonder, but...
Can't we ask that about a lot of different drugs? You know, we hear FDA approved. Well, that's so what? That's not a big selling point in my estimation.
Right.
I don't see that that's any great shakes, frankly. At all.
I think that having only recently heard about the Chantix stuff and how it can just make you lose your mind, I'm not a smoker, I never have been, but I have friends who've been trying to quit with different, you know, using different methods, and they all say they're staying away from Chantix because it's so scary.
Yeah. But look at all the money they spent advertising it. You got to know there's a lot of profit in selling this stuff. And how often
it's also an expensive drug to buy, I've heard. I don't know how much it is, but it's expensive.
But think it through. I mean, this is the power of the advertising community. We're a part of it. And I have advertisers here that, you know, and I say this openly. There's a lot of stuff that gets advertised that I probably wouldn't take or wouldn't use, wouldn't buy. But that doesn't mean that they shouldn't have a place here to tell their story, and then you educate yourself about it. People buy advertising time to tell the story. I may tell a different story. It shouldn't make any difference. Just to go back to Oregon for a minute, the amount of effort that goes into and has gone into in the last, since Prohibition or before? I mean, think about that for a second. How many, and there are a lot of people who think the Kennedys created Prohibition because it was a good way to increase the value after you came through on the other side of the liquor that they had a stranglehold on. You know, that kind of stuff. It seems to me that we have such...
Didn't the father, distressing... Kennedy, didn't he, like, sell bootleg liquor?
He was a bootlegger. Yes. Yeah. He was a bootlegger. And that's it. But that, what I'm talking about, now the Kennedys get 7 cents a bottle on everything that comes into the country from overseas, mostly Irish whiskeys and things like that. That's how they get their money.
Hmm.
Part of the process, right? It's a tax or a fee or whatever it is. There's a commission on having brought
like
it into
royalty,
the country.
It sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it is. Power Swabs wants you to know that it's time for you to focus on what you have wanted for a long time but have been frustrated in getting. That's a bright white smile. You drink a lot of coffee or tea, red wine, whatever it is. Maybe you're smoking pot. Who knows? That doesn't do your teeth any good. Your white teeth go away fast with that stuff. So let's, with those of you who have tried a lot of tooth whitening products and haven't been happy with them, and you haven't heard about Power Swabs, let's get to powerswabs.com. Look and see what you can do in just 5 minutes without any strips or trays, any of that stuff. This is an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. Snap the tube, swab your teeth in 5 minutes. See it become 2 or 3 shades whiter. And keep that process up for a month or so. Boy, will you be happy with your teeth. Or your money back, frankly. Power Swabs removes the stains on your natural teeth as well as the caps and veneers. So check it out, powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10 for 40% off and another $10 off. Powerswabs.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Walk down the skincare aisle.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour on the DJV program. Stephanie Sassos is here with us. She has an extensive fitness background, personal trainer, cycling instructor, that sort of thing. So let's get right to it, Stephanie. Good Housekeeping magazine is out with their guide to healthy eating, and you got a number of tips here. What should our top summer grocery list contain?
Totally. So
we have a really cool emblem at Good Housekeeping called the Good Housekeeping Nutritionist Approved Emblem. And this is really made to help you identify nutritious foods to help you lead your healthiest life. So the first food that we have is Cosmic Crisp Apples. Who doesn't love a crisp apple? Yeah. These are just large and juicy and totally delicious. To give you an idea, it's a cross between a Honeycrisp and an Enterprise apple. And in my opinion, the best thing about them is that they're slow to brown. So it's great for recipes or snacking. And they're also naturally sweet. So if you're using them in any sort of baked good, you can kind of cut some of the sugar. So you may have seen these in a limited quantity this last year, but this coming season, growers are shipping out 2 million boxes nationwide. So there's really going to be a lot of these to go around, perfect for when the holidays come up, and just great all year round.
All right. Next up.
Yeah. Next up, we have wonderful pistachios. This is another one of nature's most fabulous foods. Who doesn't love pistachios? These are actually one of the highest protein snack nuts, which is pretty cool. A ton of health benefits, and of course they're delicious, you know. I love the in-shell variety because it really makes you, you know, slow down because you're cracking that shell open. But the no-shells option is perfect for on-the-go, and they come in honey-roasted and chili-roasted, which is my total favorite when it comes to flavor.
All right, this list is at goodhousekeeping.com, by the way, the guide to healthy eating with these six different items. Apples, number one. Pistachios, number two. What's number three?
Number three is Green Giant's newest product. It's called Rice Veggies. So these are 100% shelf-stable. It's basically a rice, but it's made from wholesome vegetables, things like chickpeas and green peas, red lentils, and even cauliflower. So this is a perfect option for you to have at really any meal of the day. And we love that they come in three varieties. They're only 180 calories each. You can get them on Amazon.com or in the dry rice aisle of the grocery store.
I've been getting them. I like them. I think they're great. I've become a big fan of that. Yeah, yeah. What's number four?
Number four, who doesn't love seasonings and flavor, right? But it's really hard to get all that delicious flavor without the salt. And we know that Americans, on average, consume nearly double the amount of sodium they should, which is really nuts. So Mrs. Dash, the iconic brand, they have now changed the brand to just Dash. But you're still going to get all the delicious spice mixes, blends, and liquid marinades that you love. Their latest flavor is the everything but the salt seasoning. So it's all the deliciousness of an everything bagel, but no salt. And it's perfect on things like hard-boiled eggs or avocado toast or even tuna salad.
Yum. All right, number five.
Number five, and this is our last one here. This is California walnuts. So these are a wholesome, plant-based, nutrient-rich nut. And they're really perfect for keeping you fueled and satisfied. They're packed with heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids. They're an excellent source. But they're super versatile. Go ahead.
I find, I like all kinds of nuts. Walnuts are a surprise sometimes, in a manner of speaking. All right, so this is the advice from a woman who makes her living as a registered dietitian. Matter of fact, she's Good Housekeeping's registered dietitian. So it comes with authority. These apples, what are they called again, those apples?
Cosmic Crisp.
Cosmic, it sounds good, even Cosmic Crisp. I like the sound
like
of
a
that.
Super apple.
and pistachios in the shell. Green Giant rices, or what seems to be a rice, the Dash spices and the California walnuts. All right. So get those. Put them on your summer grocery list, and it'll help to keep you. We are also concentrated, Stephanie, on what to eat and how to be healthy. So this is good. This is a good tip. Thank you. It's, again, at goodhousekeeping.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Desires will come to
you. It's true. How about that, Junker?
If your heart is in
Jerry
your
Cricket,
dream,
Pinocchio. Who remembers this? Victoria, you remember this?
I know the song, but I couldn't tell you what it went to, though.
You never saw Pinocchio?
I probably did as a kid, but I don't really... I mean, I know the story, but I don't remember seeing the Disney version of it. Those old videos creep me out. I was never really a fan.
Well, Pinocchio wasn't so bad, although there were some parts. Yeah, most of that Disney stuff,
right?
Starting with Fantasia,
a little off.
That
yeah.
really would creep people out, that Fantasia thing.
It's like everyone was on psychedelic drugs or something. It was.
Right. Yeah, we're talking about drugs today. Ooh-wee. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man.
Hello, Doug.
DJV program, 54 after the hour. Hello, hello, hello. We're playing When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio for a specific purpose, I'm sure.
Yesterday it was being reported that Tom Hanks is in early talks to join the cast of the Disney live-action version of Pinocchio. He would play Geppetto, Pinocchio's creator. Robert Zemeckis, who directed Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump, Cast Away, and Polar Express, will direct the project. He's one of the few actors left where he gets attached to a project where you actually feel a little bit of excitement. That'd be a nice role for him. We say that all the time, though. Every time he seems to get cast, one of the last pure, I don't know if you call him movie star, but
yeah, he's a movie star. Yep.
Yeah,
he's a movie star.
Here's what it is something about him. That'd be good.
So who else would be on that list? Who's the one of the last? Would we consider Alec Baldwin a movie star?
No.
Would you consider Tom Hanks a movie star? Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I would consider Robert Downey Jr. would probably be, because he's been so infamous for the Marvel movies, he would be a movie star. Tom Cruise, obviously, is a movie star.
Right.
There's not a lot of them left. DiCaprio, obviously, has worked with the best directors in the business in all the films.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to
Robert
do well.
De Niro.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah. What about women? Okay, let's go to women. Who are on that list? We've certainly put Meryl Streep on that list, and probably...
Julia
Roberts would be there. Who else would you say?
Nicole Kidman.
Reese
Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because we're so used to seeing all of them now on the small screen
television.
On streaming that yeah. it's...
Margot Robbie is probably the best talent now in the business, getting multiple choice of roles.
Gal Gadot, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right. The future stars, they're actresses now, but future stars. So it appears that NBC Universal is beginning to lay a lot of people off, even though they're going back into production of television shows and movies and that sort of thing. My friend Tucker, who's going to star in a new show on NBC called Debris, told me yesterday he got the heads up from NBC on Monday that they're going to move him and his family up to Vancouver from Labor Day to Christmas so they can get 14 episodes in the can for this show that they want to start in January. So that means that they've got to be doing other stuff.
You know, I don't know if you touched on this yesterday, but I thought this was really interesting. Sony Pictures announcing it's going to do a Who's the Boss sequel series. Tony Danza and Melissa Milano are going to come back.
Really?
To reprise their role. Believe it or not, Who's the Boss had a 196 episode run, 84 to 92. In its prime, 33 million viewers tuned in a week.
That was a must-see show in my house. Mm-hmm. I grew up on that. That was, that would be cool if they bring it back.
I actually would say I'd be interested in watching that.
Yeah.
All in the Family was another one of those must-see shows, but they tried to...
100 million people watched back in the day. That was in the 70s.
But yet when they tried to... The revivals don't often work because they don't have the magic, the chemistry of the people that did it first. I know I saw that. Wasn't it a live TV presentation?
Well, it's interesting. If you watch All in the Family, you could argue it's the greatest sitcom of all time. When Carol O'Connor spun that show into Archie's Bunker's place, where he just was the bartender and had a different cast, his family was not involved, it was much flatter. It didn't work.
Nothing.
In comparison to the original.
No. But then when you revive some of the stuff, wasn't Woody Harrelson was supposed to be, wasn't he Archie Bunker?
He, as good as actor he was, Carol O'Connor owned that role.
No, that's exactly it. So why bother to, unless you're desperate for product, I suppose, come up with that stuff. But that was a no-no. All right, Chucker, you're a yeah. Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments on the DJV program.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.